Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, visibility catalyst, authentic marketing coach, and best-selling publisher. Whether it's through the pages of Aspire magazine, the best-selling books I publish through Inspired Living Publishing, or the guests I bring on the show, I truly believe that when women share their stories and journeys with authenticity, vulnerability, and openness, that they have the power to inspire, empower, and support other women on the path of self-discovery. And authenticity is this thread that's woven through all of my brands. It's because when I tapped into my authentic self instead of showing up in life and in business and on the page, authentically, everything shifted for me. In fact, Inspired Living Publishing's authentic storytelling model has guided over 220 female authors, all heart-centered entrepreneurs, in writing this story and breaking through and releasing the masks that keep them hidden, right? In business, I've discovered that entrepreneurs shy away from being real and authentic with their audience. But at the same time, they're saying, I want more clients really bad. But they shy away from sharing their story, their genius, their expertise. And for many of them, as my guest today shares, their gremlins are there saying, you know, who are you to be seen? Who wants to read your truth? But let's face it, sharing our stories can feel vulnerable, but it's our stories which draw our ideal clients to us like bees to nectar, as my guest Deborah Keevan shares today. And allow me to introduce Deborah. So, one, I love playing and partnering and collaborating with this woman, and I'm so excited to have her here today. Deborah loves helping heart-centered entrepreneurs attract their ideal clients and grow their businesses by creating and implementing a compelling blog-to-book strategy. A graduate of State University of New York at Genesco, Stanford University, and a Penn State University alumnus, Debbie is an associate editor with my company, Inspired Living Publishing, and a former editor at the Little Patuxent Review. She's a member of the Association of Writing Professionals. Her passions include travel, cooking, hiking, and kayaking. Her in-process novel, which I love the name, Finding Grace, is under revision. She resides in Maryland with a family, but right now she's here with me. So welcome, Deborah.
Thank you, Linda Joy. I'm so happy to be here today.
Well, you know, I'm one of your biggest fans and biggest supporters, and I was so blessed when you joined the Inspired Living Publishing team as an associate editor, and you just worked on a recent project, Courageous Hearts, with us. And during that, I really got to know you, the woman, as well as the business owner. And we share a lot of the same ideas and values about living and showing up authentically in our brands. How did that unfold for you? Like, what unfolded in your life, personally or professionally, that led you to really embrace the message of authenticity?
Oh, boy, you're going right for the gold, right?
Oh, I'm diving right in, baby.
Well, it's interesting because most of my life, starting as a very young girl, I became expert at actually hiding and not being seen. And it was an extremely painful way to grow up, always in constant fear that someone would see the real me and really understand what was going on in my life. And so I, for most of my career, described myself as a stealth bomber, where I did really important work, but I flew beneath everyone's radar. So I was like, you know, the wizard behind the curtain. and I was completely comfortable being there. In fact, I turned down more corporate promotional opportunities because I didn't want to step into the light, because I was afraid people would see me for a fraud. And it wasn't until the gift of being in a marriage where my husband abused me that gave me the courage to really look at the patterns in my life and how not being my full self and showing who I really am and all my strengths and my courage and, you know, the dark and the light. And I learned through that a storytelling process, a therapeutic one, that it's really important to just be me. And I'll tell you that when I started speaking about my experiences, both growing up and what led ultimately to me accepting those kinds of relationships, I felt this huge weight just drift away. And so I think it was probably within the last 2 or 3 years, very much a process of going out and being seen and then dipping back into the shadows, that I just decided enough. And that's sort of in the long story told shortly, how I ultimately just started to embrace my own self, all of it.
It really resonates with me and with the woman I serve, because I hear it over and over again. They use the same phrases and they don't even realize it. It's like, I'm hiding, or no, I turned down that promotion. And they'll have a bunch of logical reasons, right? But the core issue is always the same. I don't want to be seen.
Right.
And today we're talking a lot about writing and entrepreneurs and you know, stories and being visible. And you would wonder why I would start the conversation talking about having you talk about what opened you up to authenticity. But for me, my own journey too, Deborah, is it was when I started showing up as me, no mask. And like you said, it's a journey. I've been on this journey a lot longer than you, 25 years. And every time I think there's no more masks, right? The masks being what I took on over the years to fit in, or, you know, the shoulds, the have-tos and all that. There's always a layer to be released, right? But as I showed up authentically, my business started to transform. And it goes to what I said in the intro about you. We want our clients. We want to be successful in business. But until we show up authentically on the page, whether that's through our blog or our marketing copy or whatever it may be, they can't find us, because we're hidden behind all these layers. Did you notice a difference as you healed yourself personally through the relationship issues? Did you notice it start to play out as you owned your power there? Did you notice it start to play out that you were able to own your power in the work that you do as an editor, writer, and copywriter?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, what ended up happening for me is the more I showed up and was seen, and seen, you know, both visibly, but in, you know, on the internet and on the page, and accepting things that I might otherwise have said in the past, you know, never mind, that's too risky. I led by example, and people started following me. I actually had a really funny story about a man who I admire greatly from my university, who, unbeknownst to me, actually was paying attention to some of my social media posts. And I'd written sort of my manifesto one day. I was just feeling a little vim and vigor, and I wrote this manifesto, and he private messaged me. And this man, you know, is multimillionaire, seen around the world, very visible. He sent me a note, and he said, "Is this yours? Did you write this?" And I said, "Absolutely, I wrote this." And he said, "May I use it in a leadership presentation that I speak to people all across the world?" And it was in that moment that I realized that although I may not see everyone who's paying attention, there are people out there who are now paying attention because I'm showing up as me.
Deborah, I'm living proof. That's how I connected with you, right?
True.
I started following your first Facebook post, and I just there was a something about you that I just loved. Then I, you know, to be honest, then I snuck to her website to see who she was and what she was up to. And, you know, come on, we're all guilty of it. We're like, oh, I got to go see who Deborah is and what she does. And our relationship was all unfolded with divine timing. You became a really integral part of the Courageous Hearts Book Project and Inspired Living Publishing. And then multiple other layers opened up from that. But it was all goes back to how you share your truth on social media. And I don't just mean on social media, in your writing and how you communicate. But as we all know, social media is sometimes the introduction to people.
Absolutely.
So that gentleman reaching out to you, that must have been not, I don't like the word validating, because you were already validated just from the truth of who you are. But I guess it would still tie into outside validation, almost like a divine sign of keep on writing. You are touching life.
Yeah, and I think that was just one story, but I am finding that the more I show up and the more I just speak my truth from a place of intense gratitude, the more opportunities are coming to me, and the people who with whom I get to work, like you and the folks at Inspired Living and all of the authors for Courageous Hearts and other projects, we're connecting. We're connecting on a very deep level, which, you know, that has a ripple effect throughout not only my work but my life. And it just elevates every aspect. I mean, there's not a day that I don't wake up feeling so joyful and so connected. And 3 years ago, that wasn't the case. So it's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy. The more you do what you love and the more you are yourself and the more you accept and love yourself, the more you're seen and the more you attract.
It's so true. And this is why I really wanted to hold this conversation today, because a lot of entrepreneurs, especially heart-centered, mission-driven entrepreneurs, which is our circle, right?
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that they especially when they're new on the path, they start to try to segment, well, personally, this is me, but over here I need to wear this, you know, this mask and this persona. And they wonder why they struggle to get traction in their online visibility, their online following. And I want to say, listen, the essence of who you are needs to come through everywhere, which you do so beautifully, Deb. And
thank you.
And when we come back from a break, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about how entrepreneurs can share themselves more authentically across everything, their marketing, their copywriting, their blogging, all of it, and to attract their ideal clients, because you and I know it's the key to success in this new paradigm, right? It's about showing up authentically everywhere.
Exactly. Exactly.
And we'll be back in a moment. With me today is Deborah Keevan of DeborahKeevan.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine. Inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is Conscious Living for Your Soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Hi, you're listening to Inspire Conversations. With me today is Deborah Keevan of deborahkeevan.com, and we're talking about authenticity in business and in life, but especially in business, and how when we show up authentically on the page, and when I use that phrase, I mean in your marketing, in your blog writing, everything about your virtual presence. So let's talk about that, Deborah. How can entrepreneurs share themselves authentically in their marketing, blogging, etc., so they can attract their ideal clients and fulfill their desire to make a difference in the lives of others?
Oh, such a great question, Linda. It's one of the things that with the folks I work with, and I'm fairly certain the folks you do as well, oftentimes we come from a corporate background or a background where we've learned to write in a certain way. My kids had a 5-paragraph essay with this thing in the first paragraph, this thing in the second paragraph, and everything sounds so stilted and formal. And we don't talk that way, and we don't show up that way, and we don't have these really deep connections with people. And so by showing up authentically, gosh, there's so many layers to that. One of the things that I think is really important is for each person to identify her voice. And by that, I mean, I can give you a couple of examples. I have a client who is more formal. Her clientele is more formal. And then I have another client who is very brash, and she uses a lot of expletives in her writing, but that's just who she is, and that's who she attracts. Two very different voices, and they're geared toward really what their client needs. So one of the things that I think entrepreneurs often do is we do this push. We're trying to hustle for our worth, and so we push. Here's what I'm offering. Here's why you need it. And instead, when you show up authentically and you really know that what you are offering to people, really to help them achieve their goals, it becomes a pull. And you really, you twist the words around in a way that helps people see, I get you, I see you, and here's how I can help you achieve what you need. And it's a very subtle shift, but it's a really important shift.
Yeah, because you can feel, I mean, I know I'm an empath and an intuitive, but I can feel the energy of what is being sent to me, whether it's a blog post, an email, or read an article, I can feel it. So I can sometimes feel if someone's hiding behind a mask, right? It's like, tell me what you feel, not what you think I want to hear.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
That's what you meant. Okay.
Yeah, but it's also telling, you know, really showing up and really putting on, being very empathetic to what we're here to do, what our real true purpose as entrepreneurs are, and especially as people who are heart-centered, we are out to make an impact on the world, right?
Yes.
Not just a little impact. You know, we're joining arms with our other fellow entrepreneurs, and we are like, we're like an unbreakable tsunami of love and joy and difference making. And when we use that, you know, language from that kind of a place, it's very different than if it's, you know, notice me, come over here, this is why you should work with me.
It is a big difference. It's more inviting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know you have a background as a copywriter too. How has all this tied together, your copywriting, your editing, all of what you do, because you were just so enamored with the written word.
I love language, and I have ever since I was a little kid. I would ask my parents, you know, I was a voracious reader at a very early age. I mean, Saturdays was library day, and I would leave the library with, you know, books that I could barely carry, stacks full, and I would go back the next week having read them all. And so my parents gave me a dictionary probably when I was about 7 years old, and their common refrain was, go look it up. So, of course, when you look words up in the dictionary, you have to figure out how to spell them. Then you get to see all the synonyms and the antonyms, and oh my gosh, there's all this opportunity to use really juicy language. And then you couple that with, you know, my parents got a World Book Encyclopedia set when I was about 10, so I became a voracious researcher long before Google. And so just being able to put those things together, these ideas together, I find it's fascinating to me, and I find it, I'm very particular about the words that I select and that I use. They're not chosen at random. Let's just put it that way. And so, yes, I do have a love affair with the written word.
I love it because it shines through everything that you put out in the world, even when you're sharing personally on your Facebook posts. One of the things that, you know, I was enamored watching your whole journey unfold, because Deborah recently did a portion of the Santiago Trail, and I couldn't wait for you to post when you did, right? Because I felt like I was there with you, and that's a gift. That kind of writing is a gift, because I was like, oh my God. And then, you know, she hurt herself, and then what's going to happen tomorrow? It was like I was part of your journey.
Exactly. And I hear that often from people, especially when I travel. And so there's got to be something there in that for me, because I have great pleasure in taking people along with me. And you know, that's what you've just described is one of the greatest compliments in truth, that you felt like you were there and you couldn't wait to see the next day what was going to happen. Or and to me, it's for me, it's simple. Like, knowing how to put that together and share in that way that invites people to go on a journey with me. In some cases, a very specific journey. In some cases, it's something a little less impressive, let's say, than the Camino.
Well, I'll tell you, I told you I'm always engaged. I the way you connect on Facebook and your other writing, you've written for Aspire Magazine. You have some more exciting articles coming up in the queue also. So
right.
Why do you think, Deborah, that writing is challenging for so many entrepreneurs?
Oh, well, I take this back to something that Brené Brown talked about in one of her books, and I'm please forgive me if I can't remember which one, but she talked about art scars and how about, you know, up until about second grade, we all are great artists, right? Everything we make is just beautiful. We compliment each other even in second grade. Oh, that's such a beautiful unicorn or whatever. And then about third grade, we start to get self-conscious. We start to notice that, you know, my art may not be as good as Linda Joy's art. And then someone may make fun of me. Well, I think the same is true in all creative aspects. And we often cleave off part of ourselves because we are convinced at some early age that we are not good at stuff. And writing, for me, is a passion. I love the word, you know, every word. I love finding the right word, putting the sentences together. But for some people, that is really painful, and they are very self-conscious. And when that's the case, that comes across on the page. And you know, there's the writing part, and then there's the editing part. So if someone is writing something and they feel, this is what I want to say, but I'm not feeling confident, that's where a great editor can come in and really just polish and rearrange and make sure that what you want to say is really coming across. And so they're two very different skill sets, but very closely related.
So there's the writing, you mean, by, and the editing, the two differences?
Yes, exactly. So someone who, you know, may not feel very confident because, you know, their unique brilliance is, you know, putting together really awesome, healthy meals for someone, or you know, coaching from a different perspective. In your case, you know, putting together incredible publications that really inspire women to live their best lives. So we each have a part to play, and although, you know, I'm not going to be out, you know, building houses, there are people who that's how they show their creativity. I build houses with words.
I love how you describe that, with that we all have our unique gifts, and it's okay in getting an editor to help you really hone what you're trying to say after you write it is really, I think it's, one, it's smart for business, but also I think that the more you work with an editor, I think it helps you become more confident in your writing.
100%. I actually had a client say that because of my ability to listen to what she was trying to say, and then I was able to put it down on words, she's like, she finally saw herself, and she said, now I feel so confident. And that's a really big, I would say, not compliment, but if I can get to the heart of what someone's really trying to say and put it in a way that they see themselves reflected back and they are overcome with joy, that to me is like, oh my gosh.
And I know some of your clients and I've seen what you've done for them, you know, and I've heard the feedback from their side going, oh my God, it was like you tapped into their soul and put the, you know, helped tweak the words so it would have the feeling and emotion of what they wanted to express.
Exactly. And I have my son to thank for that because he's a great storyteller and a great writer, but he struggled as a young boy with the, you know, the five paragraph X, Y, and Z. He really struggled. And so he would hand me his papers to read, and I would read them and I would not really be able to understand what he was trying to say. So I'd turn the paper over and I'd say, okay, I'm going to just ask you a couple of questions. And then he would just start talking and sharing and just lighting up. And I'm like, that's exactly what needs to be on the paper. Like, it's perfect. Like, just do that.
I love it. And that's just one simple step that you shared with him that helped him become a better writer. So when we come back from our next break, let's talk about blogging and the hows and whys and why it's important for entrepreneurs to consider the hows and whys when they're blogging.
Sure.
And I'll be back in a moment with today's guest, Deborah Keevan of DeborahKeevan.com.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Are you a creative coach, author, or speaker who struggles with bright, shiny idea syndrome? Are you wondering how to turn your bright ideas into a profitable business? Traditional business planning doesn't work for most creatives. That's why Dr. Minette Riordan created the Path to Profit Academy, a program designed just for creative women entrepreneurs who are ready to take their business to a new level. No more boring business plans. No more struggling with marketing messaging or wondering where to find clients. Dr. Minette Riordan will show you how to use your creative gifts and talents to design the perfect business model just for you. Are you ready to take the next step building your business? Learn more at PathToProfitAcademy.com.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi everyone, this is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shea Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations, and with me today is Deborah Keevan. So, Deborah, why is it important for entrepreneurs to consider the hows and whys? Because blogging is something we all have to do, right? Because the majority of my following are all heart-centered online business owners, and in this world, we all have to have an online presence. And so let's talk about blogging, because it's the one thing that all entrepreneurs are doing.
Yeah, blogging to me is just such a great way to connect to our ideal clients heart to heart. There's no, we're just providing value. And really, we're also claiming our expert status in a very short, powerful way. It's one of the reasons I love blogs so much, is because many people, especially people who feel that they aren't great writers, you know, write 500 words, 350 words, it isn't that hard. And it's easily done in a way that you shift so that your their ideal clients are just like, oh my gosh, this person knows so much, I have to work with her. And, you know, there's a structure to blogs that makes it also very appealing. And so when we use that structure and we really identify what our clients need from us and we provide it, we're also doing a great service to them, but we're also then, if you do it right, you're kind of creating your next book.
It's true. That's that is possible.
Yeah.
And so does this matter? Does it matter what type of blog, what type of business? So authenticity, this type of writing, and the possibility of turning it into a book, does it matter what business, type of business they're in? Do these rules all apply?
You know, there are some general rules, and they're more like guidelines. So I'll give you an example. For me, the basis of any blog before we start working together with a client is we become very clear about what categories their blog is going to cover. And between 5 and 7 is usually the number I most recommend, because it's almost like bumper guards in bowling. Do you remember taking your kids bowling? You stick the bumper guards so they stay in the lane.
Hey, I still use those things. Yes, I remember.
So do I. But your categories are your bumper guards. They really keep you focused on what value you want to provide to your client. Now, those categories can be broad. Like for me, I have a category on storytelling. I have a category on blogging. I have a category on editing. I have a category on vlogging. So they're all related. These things then can become the chapters of your book. So it makes it easy for people to search. And it doesn't matter what your business is. It doesn't matter whether you're a carpenter, whether you're a health coach, whether you're a marketer. You all can have categories that then inform how you're going to serve your clients.
So it sounds like to know your categories, you have to really know your ideal audience and what they need from you. That's what I'm hearing, is you have to know your ideal audience. It's not just about picking any categories that you want to write about. It's knowing what they want, delivering it, and the categories help you stay focused, if I'm understanding it correctly. And then what I also can hear through this is it also is creating a structure at the same time as time
exactly.
goes on, right? Where you can say, have you ever had someone, and I know you just held a great retreat about this, right? Helping set up your clients that attended the retreat, set up their complete categories, and didn't you also help guide them on creating a content calendar?
We did, actually, and it was, I think there was not one person who came to the retreat that really truly believed that they would have a year's worth of category, blog post planned. And without doubt, at least 52, but usually around the 60 mark, we had titles, we knew what categories they were going to be in, we had tags selected for them, we had done some of the research, and it was so fun to see people, again, their confidence just bloomed. And so that was just a really rewarding experience to be a part of, and then also to see the ripple effect that, you know, they're publishing their blogs, they're doing it. One of my clients said, I learned so much that I went back and re-looked at all of the blogs I'd already written and decided if they needed to be changed or if they needed to be put into a different category or taken down.
Oh,
and
I love it
that.
Because it gave, you know what happened? And like, this is what I'm receiving, because I knew all about your event, is so many bloggers, entrepreneurs will, you know, entrepreneurs who blog, they waste so much time and energy wondering what they're going to write about. So every week they're frozen because they never did what you just walked them through, right? And now I can, all those who attended your retreat, they walked out with that plan, which is empowering to them. It gives them forward momentum. But now they can also say, okay, that's what my blog post, that's what my quotes will be about on social media. It really ripples out to everything that they put out.
Oh my gosh, it's so true. Because so think about, and you were a single mother.
Oh,
do you remember?
Yeah.
For me, the most challenging part of my day, even with two very young children, was what is for dinner.
Oh my God, it's still the same issue.
So how I combated that was on Sundays. When the boys were at church, I made a menu for the whole week. I planned out what we were having, made sure we had the groceries. And so every day I knew what to pull out, what we were having. It took that sort of stress away. We ate well. There was no stress. And so doing an editorial calendar does the same thing. You just described it, like scrambling around, what am I writing about? That's like one of the worst feelings. It's just like you're scrambling, you want to stay consistent, and then you get what I call blog shame, where I didn't do it this week, I didn't do it the next week, and now all of a sudden I haven't done it for a period of time, and I'm so embarrassed that I just put it to the side. And I think that's a big mistake that we make. Yeah, we can get behind. There are things that you can do to make the time up, but really – I think I even wrote about having a plan B, making sure you had just a couple of things in the hopper that at the last minute you can schedule.
Yeah, because life happens. Someone gets sick in the family, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, no, I have an e-zine and a blog post too. But your plan B that you wrote about in Aspire Magazine,
right?
It really empowers the entrepreneur. And that's what, you know, why I wanted you here today, because you have so much wisdom to share between the writing, the editing, and especially this blogging, because I remember seeing the retreat, you know, when you were done with the retreat, seeing all the feedback of your attendees going, oh, my God, I didn't think it was possible. Like, they were all, like, flying high because they had their calendar mapped out.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, so that to me is just so rewarding to be able to and to have a community of people who I've got 47, but I don't know what else to do. And then they'd rattle off what they had. And you know, the other women were, you know, suggesting things that they would like to read, which I think is when you have a group like that, they're pretty much all your ideal clients all in one room.
So, yeah. And they get an all fresh energy. Now, while we're talking about the retreat, will you be offering it again, or what I'm hoping is it will be a virtual course?
Yes, I'm really looking to develop a virtual course and have it be online so that anyone anywhere can participate and have it be, you know, the same same steps that we took during the retreat, but it would be available. And I'm still working out the details, but I want to have it be available at least several times a year so that people can sign in, work on their editorial calendar, but then create the community, because the community, as you know,
yes,
is really part of it, where we can be there to encourage each other and ask for feedback and share each other's blogs, our blog posts, and really that is really important, I think, for entrepreneurs to not feel isolated.
Oh, exactly. It's a, you know my brands are all about community. And I have to tell you, if you focus this course, as I believe you will on the retreat, about helping them with their categories, their tags, and that calendar, mm-hmm, I have so many in my community who I know struggle with it. And that's why I was giving you a little hint. Hurry, get it created, because for some, they might not be able to jump on a plane to go to a retreat, but they can take right. a virtual course because they're a busy entrepreneur. And it's so needed, because I see where they're stuck. I see, even like submitting and writing for Aspire magazine, whether it's the blog or the article, that I am constantly getting questions of, I'm not sure what to blog about. And that tells me that if they're not sure, that means they're not sure of it on their own blog, not just as a guest blogger.
Sure.
So I will I'm going to hold you to that.
You may.
Okay. And I am excited for it, because I know my community, as well as yours, can really use that. So we're going to jump over to our last break, and we come back. I want to talk about fears, right? Because so many entrepreneurs have so many fears around their writing. We touched on this earlier, but I want to know how you teach them to help them overcome their fears, and maybe you have some tips you could share with our listeners.
Sure.
I'll be back in a moment with Deborah Keevan of DeborahKeevan.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
We can all use a little more peace and joy in our lives. Don't you agree? Counselor, best-selling author, and self-nurturing expert Kelly Grimes of CultivatingPeaceAndJoy.com is passionate about empowering overwhelmed and exhausted women to live with more peace, joy, and meaning through the practice of self-nurturing. Through her experience working with individuals, speaking, providing workshops, and teaching professional and leadership development to forward-thinking organizations, Kelly knows that nurturing peace in the world begins from the inside out. That's why she created the free Cultivating Peace and Joy mobile app that brings you beautiful self-nurturing reminders, guided meditations, empowering practice tools, and daily prompts with an inspiring question to guide your daily self-nurturing practice. Download your free Cultivating Peace and Joy mobile app today at cultivatingpeaceandjoy.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, you're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy. And with me today is Deborah Keevan. And Deborah, I know, and you worked with all my authors, many of the authors on the Courageous Hearts program, fear comes up for anyone when it's, we're talking about this authenticity on the page and writing and putting themselves out there. What do you teach to help entrepreneurs or anyone overcome their fears around this?
Well, as you know, I believe that the fears are all about the mindset. And so when I come across pretty much every day entrepreneurs who are fearful of you know, being seen or telling their story or speaking to their ideal client in blogs and books and on their social media, really it comes down to their mindset. What messages they are completely unaware that they are hearing about how they ought to be writing. I call it the shoulds. I'd say, and my first rule is don't should on yourself.
I love that.
So, you know, each of us has a way of being and a way of showing up. And when we're stilted and unsure, it comes across. So a couple of things that I talk about is find someone whose work you admire and read it. And if you find phrases that come down, just have a little notebook and jot things down and look at what about those phrases appealed to you, whether it was an alliterative phrase or a use of a certain combination of words. And so it's really just being more aware as we're reading what it is that's drawing us in. The second thing is to write. And that sounds maybe counterintuitive to make someone who, or suggest to someone who doesn't enjoy writing to write. But writing is probably one of the easiest skills to learn because it takes practice. And if you set an egg timer for 3 minutes a day and you just write anything, even if it's, I don't know why I'm here writing this, I really don't want to be here, what you do is you're exercising a muscle. And eventually, that muscle will get strengthened and you'll get more confident. I mean, if you saw the stuff I'd written before I was in graduate school, it was pretty good, but it was pretty smarmy, and it was so not me.
Were you hiding behind words and trying to be something instead of just showing up with your truth?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was trying to be ultra sophisticated and which of course I am, but
I just love
no, but
you.
I was trying to not be myself, right?
Yeah.
I had a vision of being a certain way, that if I used really big words or very complex sentences, then people would perceive me as more intelligent or more worthy. But in fact, I don't have to, my clients and I or you, we don't have to hustle for our worthiness. We're enough. We're worthy right now. And so those are, you know, just practicing. But the other thing that I suggest is get a couple of resources on hand so that, you know, when you're writing freehand or first draft, don't worry about it. Don't worry if the words are misspelled. Don't worry if it's stilted or uncomfortable. It's the art is in the revision. And, you know, get yourself a subscription to Grammarly.com. It's one of the best investments you can make.
Grammarly.com.
Grammarly.com. I don't always agree with what they suggest because I use usually the Associated Press style guide, though I know when I work with you, I use the Chicago Manual of Style. So having a style guide or William Strunk's tiny little book on writing with just some very, very simple, you know, grammar tips or how to structure a sentence. Easy. Have a great thesaurus.
These are great tips. I love the tip about Grammarly.com. I'm going to check that one out. And a great thesaurus, I think, is so helpful.
Absolutely. Because so here's a great example. You might have someone who writes, I was afraid and I ran very, very fast. That's not a very compelling sentence. I would work with someone and restructure that and say, my heart was pounding so loud, I heard it in my ears. And I dashed off and hid behind a rock.
I could feel it.
Very different. Different energy.
Yeah, and it was more, I brought the reader into the experience.
Exactly. Exactly.
And is that what Grammarly.com, you enter something in and then it, what, critiques it?
No, Grammarly.com is about grammar and punctuation. So a lot of people feel really uncomfortable with where the commas go, how if they're using too many adverbs or if they've got the right word. So it recognizes those types of basic grammar structures. Whereas the words, you know, my first draft may be the former, right, where I was scared and I ran very, very fast. That might be my first draft. But my second draft, because I'll be using the other tools, the thesaurus, you know, William and Strunk's little book or whatever, to really think about what's the image, what really happened, and take something from very passive to active.
These are great tips and resources for, I think, all entrepreneurs to share. And some entrepreneurs, and I've heard this over and over again, will say, but I'm not a writer. I'm like, but you have to write in your business. Have you heard that too?
Yes. Yes. And I would say this. We all have to communicate, especially as entrepreneurs. We have to communicate with our prospects or our clients. We have to communicate. And we communicate either with the written word, the spoken word, or in our nonverbal language. And 2/3 of that is probably written, because very few things are said when we're speaking to our clients that we haven't sort of practiced over and over again, or at least jotted some points down so we can be very clear. So we are writers. We may not feel very confident as a writer, but we are all writers.
And I believe in blogging is, you know, aside from social media, blogging is our attraction tool, or we repel, right, through
Absolutely.
How we connect on our blog. It works both Exactly. ways. And so all the tips and everything you were talking about today, from the tips you just shared about Grammarly and having a thesaurus, to the tips earlier about setting up categories and tags and creating an editorial calendar, whether you believe you're a writer or not, these are all things that need to be done if you want to attract your ideal audience to you, whether you're an author writing a book and want that audience, or an entrepreneur looking to create a community. They're all important aspects of being successful in the online world.
Absolutely, yeah.
So what else do you have coming up, Deborah, before we come to a close? I want to invite everyone. I want to spell out her URL too. So it's Deborah Keevan, and that is spelled K-E-V-I-N, spelled just like Kevin, but pronounced Keevan. DeborahKeevan.com. So you can learn more about everything Deborah has coming in the works. Anything they can watch for coming up?
Well, clearly I'll be having an online planning session
for
planning your blog. I've got a lot of little things coming out. One of the biggest things personally is I have been tasked with writing my own memoir. So I will be doing that myself, and some of that may actually show up on my own blog as I work through some of my own structure.
So I love it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yay. Thank you. I got to hear more about this off the air.
So I'll be doing more of that. And of course, you know, my blog has lots of tips and insight on how to show up and you know, really attract with love and authenticity your ideal clients.
Exactly. So I want to invite everyone to visit Deborah at DeborahKeevan.com. Deborah, thank you for being here today, for sharing your wisdom. I look forward to your new course coming out so I can share it with my community of writers, authors, and entrepreneurs.
Well, thank you. And thank you so much for having me today. It's been wonderful, as always, to chat with you.
I always enjoy our time together.
As do I. Thank you.
And I want to invite everyone to join me every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time for more inspiring conversations with visionary women just like Deborah. For even more inspiration, be sure to claim your free subscription to Aspire Magazine. You can do so at subscribe.com to aspire.com. Until next time, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness. Blessings, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.